From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Venezuela's authoritarian regime is still in power, but that hasn't stopped the country's opposition leader Juan Guaido from conducting a parallel government. Guaido declared himself Venezuela's legitimate president this year, and the United States and more than 50 other countries recognize him. Last night, his ambassador to the U.S., Carlos Becchio, visited Doral to talk with Venezuelan expats. Among the topics, a brand new website where they can register for consular services Guaido hopes to offer them, such as new Venezuelan passports. Becchio also spoke with WLRN about the negotiations taking place now in Norway between the regime and the opposition over holding new presidential elections in Venezuela.
We are saying in Norway the same thing that we have been saying publicly. The only way to resolve the Venezuelan crisis is taking Maduro out of power. I mean, it is impossible to have an fair and a transparent election with Maduro in power. That's impossible. So we would like to have an election without Maduro in power. That's it. If they are not willing to do that, it's over. It's done.
The Venezuelan expat registry website is us.embajada.venezuela.org. I'm going to give that again. us.embajada.venezuela.org. In other news today, two South Florida public schools have received the Green Ribbon Award from the U.S. Department of Education. The national award goes to schools which make environmental education a priority and make efforts to reduce environmental impact and costs. The FAU Lab District in Boca Raton is one of the winners. Mast Academy on Virginia Key is the other. The school specializes in marine studies, science, and technology. Michelle Drucker chairs the Sustainability Committee for the Mast Parent Teacher Student Association. And she's also the proud mom of a student.
Education alone is not an indicator that people will adopt sustainable practices. You've got to really get people active and engaged in different practices like recycling or having bottle fillers so kids can bring their own bottles to school. I see that these kids are being advocates.
Mast Academy has eliminated plastic drinking straws, created an organic garden, and installed electric car chargers and solar panels. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.